This morning, I brought this topic is be a little child.
今天早上跟大家分享的题目是，回转做一个小孩。
Please turn to the book of Luke.
大家请看路加福音。
Oh, instead of the Matthew chapter 18 is better. Okay. It was same as the Matthew chapter 18.
请大家看马太福音第十八章。
Matthew chapter 18, from verse 1.
马太福音十八章第一节。
Matthew chapter 18, from verse 1 to verse 4.
马太福音第十八章第一节到第四节。
At that time, the disciple came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child to himself.And set him before them, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like a children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And whoever then humble himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Here Jesus gives us very, very precious truth, how we can be great, how we can be greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
这里主耶稣跟我们讲到一个非常宝贵的道理，就是在天国里面怎么成为最大的。
And Jesus mentioned about if we want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, then be like a child.
这里主耶稣跟我们说，在天国要当最大的，首先就要先回转变成小孩子。
The Christian life we spiritually, always we're seeking small as a possible, so the name of God to be greatest.
我们在做基督徒的生活里，通常是要把自己变成更微小，来荣耀主的名。
So that it's not we can be great, but our Lord Jesus Christ Himself to be greatest.
不是说我们不能成为大，但是我们主耶稣是应该成是最伟大的。
Then in order to accept our Christian life, we have to change our value system.
那我们要成为一个成功的基督徒，我们的思想观念要有所改变。
In this world, way of greatest is to gain a lot of knowledge and also capable person to be.And also the powerful person to be. So all there's the way. It's the worldly way order. We gain this as a value. So we're seeking to be the greatest.
在这世上要成为最大，就是在知识、能力、地位上要成更多更大。那很多人就是为了这方向来追求。
But in the kingdom of God, it's a very different order.
但是在天国里不是这个样子。
So Jesus is showing us here, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is just like this child.
这里主耶稣说，在天国里最大的就像这个小孩子一样。
And so we can learn, Jesus bring here to call a little child and child to himself and said before them, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted," he said converted.
这里主耶稣叫一个小孩子站在他们当中说，我实在告诉你们，你们要回转。这里很重要的字眼就是说要回转。
The many times, even in the church, is this is a one of a community, is one of a little community.
我们在教会里就像一家人。
The many times we bring outside the world concept.Of a greatest bring into the church.
我们是一个团体，那常常我们会把世界上的一些观念带到教会里。
At the beginning, when I become a minister, when I joined the TTP,
我刚开始当神学生的时候
，and I thought I have a dream in my heart.
我的心里有一个梦想。
I know some of the pastors before, the one I in my head canfollow that kind of person's path.
我会羡慕某某传道，希望以后将来我成为像他一样那么好的传道。
So I think about a lot of gifts and a lot of authority and a lot of knowledges.
我很羡慕他们的一些恩赐，他们的能力跟一些权柄。
So think something out of myself, not within me.
那我一直往外想，没有想到我自己是有所有什么。
But after over 10 years of helping the church as a servant of God, and the mind is changed.
那当我当神的仆人十年以后，我的观念慢慢的改变了。
Then I realized I have to focus on myself.
我知道我要看自己。
So it is important part is my quality. It's not what I receive from above.
最重要是我自己的
It's a gift. It's come from God.
因为所有的恩赐都是从神来的。
God allow us each one has a different amount of gift.
神赐给每一个人不同的恩赐。
But that's not my asset. It belongs to God.
那这些恩赐不是我所有的，不是我的财产，而是从神来的。
But the important part is I myself.
那最重要的是我自己的我自己。
You know what Jesus mentioned the book of Matthew chapter 7. He mentioned that not everybody who say Lord, Lord can enter the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章说，不是凡称我主主的人都能可以进天国。
But who do the will of God, and then they are the one who accepted and they enter the kingdom of God.
但是只有照着我旨意去行的人才能进天国。
And then many those who they are like as a great worker, you know. I prophesy that, you know, that by with your name, and I even the cast out the demon by your name.
那很多人就说，我不是奉你们传道，奉你的名赶鬼吗？
In a sense, these people they do a lot of God's work.
那我们想一想，其实这些人他们做了非常多圣工。
Maybe they receive a lot of gift from God.
他们有可能得到非常多的恩赐。
But they never focus on themselves, their own spiritual quality of themselves.
但是他们没有好好的专心来查看他们自己的灵性的成长。
Sometimes the human's way of seeking the satisfaction that we're seeking the people's praise.
很多人他们所想要追求的就是别人对他们的称赞。
We want to find out acknowledgement from the people.
他们要从人的口里得到赞同。
Sometimes we work very hard, yes.
我们的确也是很努力在做。
But it's not trying to prove, trying to acknowledge by God, but from the people.
但是我们努力的目标常常是要得到人的赞同，不是神的肯定。
This kind of attitude, we can say,This is not a child, but this is childish.
虽然我们不是小孩子，但是这种想法是非常幼稚的想法。
Jesus, he gave us an important teaching that unless you are converted, become like a children.
那这里主耶稣跟我们讲一个非常重要的道理，就是我们要回转，变为小孩子的样式。
The one thing I learned when I was little, my ego is very small.
Your what?
When my ego, myself is very small.
我记得小时候的时候，我自己看自己觉得很微小。
It's not myself to, you know, intention to known to be others, but just myself a little. But I enjoy myself, all myself. Don't have to know to be acknowledged by the people.
我小时候没有那个需要人家来肯定我。
But once I grown up myself, I learned that.Myself is getting bigger.
但是我慢慢长大以后，觉得我自我也越来越大。
Now we can call this as a self, what do you call the self, self. It's different than self-esteem, but it's self. Anyway, it's strong about my bigger myself. So if anybody offends it, then I easily get hurt, and also easily get.React, respond to the against them.
那越来年纪越来越大，我就觉得自己的心中也越来越自大。那人家跟我讲不喜欢听的话，我就会有起反感。
Have you noticed with little children, you have done wrong, then you have to correct it, then when the adults say it to them, and they just receive it right away.
你会不会发现说小孩子你跟他矫正的时候，他们就是乖乖的听？
So we can directly tell them what is wrong, what is right to them, right?
我们可以很直接的跟他们说他们做什么错，做什么对。
But adult is different.
但是成人以后就不一样了。
If you talk directly, then once you offend the ego, then they directly against you.
如果我们讲话讲得太直接的话，就会伤到他们的心，那他们也会起非常的强烈的反应。
Either they get angry to us too.
可能会生气。
So it's very, once we grown up ourselves, the, you know, the grown up and like adult, we are very careful to each other, we know that.
所以我们看看成人他们对话的时候都非常的客气，非常小心。
And another way we can explain this one, say, this is our pride, in a sense.
我们也可以说其实这是我们自己的骄傲。
The person who become very humble.
当一个人谦卑下来，
Just like a little children,
就像一个小孩子一样
they accept other people.
他们就可以接受人家跟他讲的话
And instead of their identity, but they want to grow up themselves.
他们就没有很多很大的自我
So converted to become a child.
所以主耶稣说我们要回转变成小孩子的样式
Jesus telling us the way converted as a born again.
有一次主耶稣跟我们说这回转就像是重生一样
We know the John chapter 3 when Jesus talked to Nicodemus
我们知道约翰福音第三章耶稣在跟尼哥底母讲话的时候
How you can see the kingdom of God How you can enter the kingdom of God
这里说我们如何进神的国呢
The way you have to reborn
主耶稣他要重生
And Nicodemus he's a grown up man
尼哥底母他是一个成人了
So how can I myself as a now in a grown up man So I can go back to mother's womb So that in aThe rebirth, how can do that?
他说人已经老了，如何重生呢？岂能再进母胎吗？
Now Jesus mentioned that it's a flesh is flesh and spirit is spirit.
这里主耶稣就跟他说，从肉身的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So you have to learn this is not a flesh, but this is a spirit.
主耶稣意思跟他说，我跟你说的是属灵的。
So we can we have to reflect our faith.
是属灵的重生，所以我们要好好的再看看我们的信仰。
How so much we build our faith now?
我们的信仰的程度现在是什么地方呢
？The most of us we believe in Jesus Christ many years.
我们大部分都已经信主很多年了。
But our faith should be the healthy way to build.
那我们的信仰应该是蛮健康的。
If we do not build a healthy way, then end up it can be destroyed one day.
我们如果信仰不继续上进的话，有一天会垮下来。
That's why Jesus mentioned the Matthew chapter 7 toward the end of his message in the mountain. Is in the mountain.
耶稣在马太福音第七章登山宝训最后的时候有讲到。
Now, don't be foolish, but be wise.
不要像我们 要有聪明，不要像愚笨的人。
Maybe because after 10-20 years, we can build some kind of buildings on the top of our foundation.
可能我们过十二十年以后，我们把这个建筑物建在一个根基上。
But the foundation is it's wrong, then whole this building one day it collapsed.
但是如果这个根基不对的话，有一天这房子会倒下来的。
Regardless of who we are.
不管我们是谁
maybe pastor,
可能是传道
maybe 10 years, 20 years work very hard, it looks like.
可能在一二十年中一二十年里很尽力的为主做圣工
But end up 20 years serve God, end up the foundation is not the right, and then collapse everything.
那在这二十年做工以后他因为根基 不稳定而垮倒下来。
But we can say why it happened to him.
我们会想一想为什么会这样子呢
Because the issue is the foundation.
问题就是在他的根基上。
The person cannot reborn the truly.
因为他没有真正的在灵里重生。
The person cannot truly convert it, be like a child.
如果一个人不能回转像小孩子一样。
So that they build things on the this kind of foundation, end up the foundation is shake and collapse everything.
那如果他有一个，如果人他们建造房子在建造在不坚固的根基上的话，有一天这个房子一定会倒塌。
So we have to be wise about our faith, build our true foundation from the beginning.
所以我们在信仰上要做智慧人，要把我们的根基建立在磐石上。
We know the First Corinthians, the Paul mentioned about the church.
在哥林多前书，保罗有跟我们谈到教会的事。
And this church have the divisions in the church.
这个教会里面有纷争。
And this church have a the kind of issue there's a that Paul mentioned about the, you know, the church have some of it's a foundational problems.
那保罗说这个教会的根基，有问题。
Well, we find out that this church have many gifts in the church. Many members have many gifts, many kind of, you know.Like we can say, very knowledgeable, you know, members.
我们看到这个哥林多教会是一个充满恩赐的教会，很多信徒也都是很有知识。
But yet, in the church, have this kind of problem because of a foundational issue.
但是教会还是基本上有问题。
And Paul here mentioned about the true wisdom.
那保罗在这边就讲到真正的智慧。
So he mentioned about the two kinds of.The people, the members mentioned about the, you know, one kind is a natural man.
这里保罗就讲说有两种人，一种人是。
Let's look at the First Corinthians chapter 2.
我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse from 14.
第二章第十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 14.
哥林多前书二章十四节。
But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. 15. But he who is spiritually appraised all things, yet he himself is appraised by no man. Verse 16.
十六节。
For who has known the mind of the Lord?That he should instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. Continue verse chapter 3, verse 1.
我们继续看第三章第一节。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to a baby in Christ. Verse 2.
第二节。
I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now, you are not yet able. Verse 3.
第三节。
But you are still fleshly, for since there is a jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and you are not walking like a mere man? You know, Paul here mentioned about the natural man and spiritual man.
这里保罗提到两种人，属肉体的跟属灵的人。
Because this kind of a issue in the church because of the issue about the fundamental issue actually.
那这教会哥林多教会里面有一个根基上面的问题。
So they cannot convert it be like a child.
他们不能回转成小孩子的样式。
So constantly create a problem in their life and also in the church.
所以在他们自己的生活中跟在教会的生活里都有问题。
If we are mature enough, be like a child.
那
be like a children.
那如果我们真正可以回转向孩子。
They're always seeking the peace and joy within our life, within the church.
我们就会常常来追求真正的和平跟喜乐。
If we find out if a church has a problem, why? Then we can find out. But because of they cannot convert to be like a children.
在这里，我们看看这些信徒，这个教会有问题，因为他们没有办法回转成小孩子。
Because everybody thinks is better than others.
因为他每一个人都觉得自己比别人好。
So the problem is continued to occur.
那问题就一直持续。
The things we find that because it seems that they still desire to serve God anyway.
虽然他们有心要做神的工。
Of course, it comes from the motivation, comes from the faith.
当然，他们这个出发点也是从他们的信心。
But yet they cannot be converted like a children.
但是问题是，他们没有回转像小孩。
In the Bible, we find out like you know one of a good example like a Jonah.
我们在圣经看到一个非常好的例子，就是约拿。
Jonah is one. He's a man of God. He's a prophet.
我们知道约拿是神人，是神的先知。
So he's a chosen worker of God.
他是神所拣选的工人。
So God asked him to go to Nineveh to preach and ask them to repent.
神叫他到尼尼微城去劝大家传警告。
But he has his own personal preference and his own understanding. So.He doesn't want to obey what God says.
但是约拿他觉得他有自己的理解，他没有 照着神的去神的意思去做。
I think God chose Jonah because there's a good point, there's a potential, you know, the good point to serving as a servant, a servant of a servant spirit. So God chose him to use for God's purpose.
我们相信神拣选约拿出来当先知有他的目的，因为约拿有一个热心来要服侍神。
But problem is Jonah himself, he's not converted like a child.
但是问题是约拿他没有回转向小孩子。
His idea is it seems like better than God's idea.
他甚至觉得自己的意思比神的意思更好。
So instead of God says God asked him to go to Nineveh, but he go to different place like Tarsis.
那神派他到尼尼微城，他却不去，却到另外一个地方发誓。
According to the Bible, Jonah rose up to flee to the Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Verse
3
says,
This
is not my way, so I don't want to. So he just ran away from God.
意思说，这个神的意思跟我的意思不一样，我就跑了。
This is a very simple.A simple way we can explain this man it cannot be like converted himself to be like a children.
这个是一个非常好的例子，就是看到一个人，他虽然热心想要服侍神，但是没有回转向小孩。
Sometimes we build our faith according to my own box way of faith.
有时候我们要建立自己的信仰，但是是用自己的意思去建立。
God have to supposed to do this and this this way, otherwise I cannot believe in God.
我们给神一些条件说，神啊，我要信，但是你要给我这些事物。
We cannot accept the true God as He Himself in our life.
我们没有办法就这样子接受神的本身。
If things not according to my own understanding, then right away we against God and against to the others.
那如果不是照我们的意思的话，我们就会反抗神，也反抗别人。
You find out the Naaman also one of a good example too.
乃曼也是同样的这个样子，这个例子。
He listened to the little girl, so he came into the Samaria.
他听那个小女孩说到来到撒玛利亚来找神人。
But he has his own way to expect.The way to expect to be healed.
但是他自己有一个想法，说要怎么才会得到医治。
Listen to Second King.
我们来看列王记下。
Second King chapter 5.
第五章。
Second King chapter 5.
列王记下第五章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Second King chapter 5 from verse 9. So Naaman came with his horses and his chariot and stood at the doorway of the house of Elijah. Verse 10.
第十节。
And Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored to you.That you shall be cleansed. Verse 11.
11节。
But Naaman was furious and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hands over the place and cure the leper. And this is the picture we find out as Naaman here. He listened to the little girl. That's a good part.
这里我们看到乃曼，他有听这个小女子的话，所以这是一个好处。
But here he find out that he came with the horses and his chariot.
但是我们看到他带着车，带着马，到了李丽莎的家。
Of course, when we read this part, verse 9, it seems it's not a big deal because he's a general.
我们会想说他是一个将军，他坐着车马到这边。是应该的。
But we're going to try to figure out what kind of Naaman's attitude at that time.
Yeah, 但是我们要想一想乃曼那时候的态度是怎么样。
One part of his heart, he wants to be healed.
他想要得医治。
And once the other side of his heart is that he wants to show who he is.
但是他同时也要表现他自己是什么身份。
So he doesn't want to give up his own himself. So far, he built up his status himself. He's as important man as his own kingdom.
他还是要保持他的这个贵重的身份。
So that's like his horses and his chariots bring them.
所以他这里第九节说他带了带着车马到了以利沙的家。
This is the many people they come to the Lord in this way.
今天很多人也是这样的怀着这样的态度带到了神的面前。
But he doesn't truly realize he need God's help. That is the main one. But instead of he bring himself.To God as who in front of the man of God, he himself is showing in this way.
他用人的方法，把自己呈现在这个神人面前。
So this is he faced the challenge right away. Verse 10 after that.
那第十节，他马上碰到一个挑战。
Yeah, I think Elisha already knew what kind of attitude he come to see him.
我想以利沙也知道这个乃曼的心态。
So Elisha he challenged to him.
所以以利沙就挑战跟对他做挑战。
For the Elisha is nothing because he just get out of the house and open his door and get out and he can see him.
他不用给他乃曼这个难题，他可以很简单很简单的就开门去见他。
Why you come from the long way, you make a long journey to come to me, so that you can heal your leprosy. It's a great faith. He can maybe praise to him. Maybe.
他甚至可以很跟他客气的说啊，你走了这么长的一段路来这里求医治，你真的很你信心很大。
But Elijah here is dealing with a very challenging way.
但是以利沙却给他出了这个难题。
In verse 10, Elijah sent a messenger to him. Which means he doesn't want to get out of the house, but he sent a servant and then told him what he said to just give a message to the Naaman.
第十节这里说，以利沙打发了一个使者，去跟乃曼说话。
Go and wash in the Jordan seven times, and your flesh shall be restored to you.
说你去约旦河里。沐浴七回，你的肉就变，就必复原了。
So the verse 11, Naaman was furious.
那十一节我们看到乃曼，就发大怒。
Why? Because way he's expect is very different than what he's supposed to be, so it's very different.
为什么发怒呢？因为他所期待的跟发生的是完全不同的。
When you're on the way to see the man of God, he's a whole idea already.
当他要到以利沙的家的路上，他已经有一个期待了。
That was his problem.
那这个就是他的问题。
He cannot convert it to be like a child.
他没有办法回转像个小孩子。
So when this challenge faced, that it hit his ego and it hurt his heart.
当他碰到这个难题的时候，他就伤得到他的心。
So actually, it's a testing from God.
其实这个是神来的一个考验。
I thought many times I find out what is my problem.
常常我会自己想想我的有什么问题。
I thought,
就是我会自己去想。
Even though I believe in God,
虽然我信神。
I know I have to subject to God, I have to submit to God.
我知道我要服从神的命令跟他的意愿。
I find out, I thought.
但是我自己还是有自己的想法。
And now I'm thinking, how can I give up my thought?
所以我现在自己都会想说我要把怎么放弃我的自己思想。
Convert to be like a child.
那回转成为小孩子。
It's giving up my thought.
要回转成小孩，就是要放弃自己的想法。
God testing here is Naaman in this way.
那这里神考验乃曼。
And then verse 12.
第十二节。
And then another Avnath and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus.Better than all the waters of Israel, could I not wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went away in a rage.
第十二节这里说，这个大马色的河，岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗？他就气愤愤的走开了。
Now he trying to compare what his idea, what he received from the servant of God.Now is the message to him, so he can compare what is the idea and what he received from the man of God.
这里乃曼用他把自己的想法跟这个神人的说法做一个比较。
If we are not become converted like a children,
我们今天如果不回转做小孩
then naturally we can compare what I have Because I'm the boss, so I have a right to compare.
那常常我们就会做比较，我们就自己，因为我们自己 当主人，我们就有这个资格来做比较。
Instead of the total submission, but then I want to compare, so I want to choose the what is the my own understanding, my own wisdom. I choose the one what I like to.
我们常常 不能够完全的顺服，而我们会先做一个比较。
Sometimes we choose the God's way.
有时候我们做比较以后会选择神的道路。
But sometimes I choose my way.
有时候我们还会选择我们自己的道路。
Now this kind of Christian life that we have go through all different kind of, you know, kind of like we get involved in a lot of, you know, kind of wave, we can say.
那其实我们每一个基督徒的生活中都会碰到这些同样的难题。
Sometimes we encounter like a roller coaster experience.
有时候好像在坐云霄飞车一样高高低低的。
Sometimes we can involve in a kind of a difficulties and trials in our life.
我们在生活中也会常常会碰到这些难题，这些困难。
And sometimes we have noticed because all the young people when the time when they get married.
我们看年轻人有一个其中一个很大的难题就是婚姻。
Time of struggling at that time.
要选择配偶的时候就是一个非常大
的挣扎。I have noticed that many young people, once they get into the stage of the find out the spouse.
我们在教会看到非常多的青年他们要选择配偶的时候。
Do we find out their true faith?
我们就可以看看他们的真的信心在哪里。
Many youth cannot accept the God's way, but they holding their own way.
有些教会的青年没有办法顺服神的意思，因为他们有自己的意思。
Even they pray and pray for their own, not the things that live up to God's hands, but they're holding themselves still their prayer.
虽然好像有在为婚姻祷告，但是他们还是很执持自己的意思。
Sometimes they're within struggling, my idea or God's idea.
他们会挣扎，到底是我的意思好呢，还是神的意思？
But we pray to God, my idea is better than your idea, it seems like.
在祷告中好像一直跟神吵架，说我的意思比你的意思更好。
Because my idea built upon the from the world way of idea, actually.
因为我的意思常常是建设在这个属世的看法。
And this is just as one example.
这只是一个例子而已。
If we follow God, we can submit to God.
如果我们跟随神的话，我们就可以听从他。
Then life will be truly blessed.
那我们的生命就真的会得到神的恩典。
Because we do not know about tomorrow.
因为我们不晓得明天会发生什么事。
But only God knows about tomorrow.
但是神知道。
So what's God's arrangement is the best.
所以神的安排一定是最好的。
So the way is we can be wise, that means we can convert to be like a child of God.
我们如果想要做一个聪明有智慧的人，就要回转成小孩子。
Let's continue here as Second King chapter 5.
我们继续看列王记下第五章
verse 13.
第十三节。
Then the his servant came near and spoke to him, said, "My father, had the prophet told you to do some great things, would you not have done it?How much more than when he says to you, wash and be clean? This is advice from the servant of Elijah.
这个是以利沙仆人对他的一个建议。
The servant will listen to what he says, and then he find out you come here to heal your lepers.
他对他乃曼元帅的一个建议，他说：“你来这里不是要得医治吗
？”Logically, it's something very simple because you go to the Jordan River seven times immersed in the water.
那先知吩咐你说做的是非常简单，可以做的事。
But here, Naaman's already his mind is twisted at the moment.
Twisted.
At this time, the Naaman's heart is already insane, we can say.
但是我们可以说，乃曼这个时候他心里有点疯狂了。
Because when at this time the servant, the Elijah's servant, look at this is a very child way to solve the problem. If you become child, this is very simple logic, which means.
这里以利沙的仆人看得出来，其实这个方法是非常很简单，很基本的方法。
But this Naaman can at that time cannot be a little child.
但是乃曼元帅这时候没有办法回转做小孩。
It seems like his idea is better than what the man of God says.
他觉得他自己的看法是比神人的看法更好。
So from the point of view the Elijah the servants, this is a very simple way to you can solve this issue.
但是从这个仆人的眼中， 来看这个要解决这个问题其实是非常简单的。
You come here to heal your lepers.
你来这里是想要得医治。
And then the man of God say to you that you just go to the river of Jordan, immerse 7 times.
那神人跟你讲说到约旦的河里面沐浴七次。
Which means why it bothers you?Why you bothers because why makes you bothering on this, you know, the words?
那他不了解乃曼为什么会这么生气。
So at that time, the Naaman's wisdom came back.
那他这个仆人跟他提醒以后，乃曼他又想好了。
So the verse 14, he realized.
在第十四节，他就了解了。
Why I came here?
我为什么来呢？
I want to heal my leprosy.
我今天来就是要得这大麻风要得医治。
It's not my way, but it should be the God's way.
不应该是用我的意思，而是要求神
的意思。I know in my country there's better rivers there.
是的，我的国家里面有更好的水。
But issue is not the beautiful river. Issue is what to submit himself to God's word.
但是问题不是要找更很漂亮很清洁的水，而是要服从神的意思。
So he repent, he becomes like become like a child at that time.
所以他就回转向小孩。
So he willing to go to the Jordan River.
所以他就愿意到约旦河里去。
He immersed 7 times.
他沐浴了七回。
You can think about it at that time when he, you know, went to the Jordan River.
我们可以想象他到约旦河的时候。
He's a general.
他是一个元帅。
He's like a very influential person in his country.
他可能在国家里面是一个很有影响力的人。
And take out his jacket and things, and then he get into the water.
他可能把他的外衣拿下来，就到。
There's many his men follow him at that time.
可能他一些服侍人都跟着他在那边看。
Because verse 9 says his horses and chariot came together.
因为我们第九章刚才说他带了车马来到约旦河这里。
Verse 14, he become like a child.
但是第十四节呢，他回转了像小孩。
Yes, I want to come here to be healed my leprosy.
不错，我今天来就是要得医治的。
So he willing to go down to the water 7 times immersed.
他愿意到河里沐浴七次。
Once we become converted like a child, we become like a children.
当我们可以回转向小孩，
our faith turned to be very simple.
我们的信心就变成非常的单纯。
And also the way to the God's way, the given order and the given word of God is very simple. We can accept it. We can follow it.
其实神的旨意，神的意思是非常直接、非常单纯的，我们就可以很简单的去接受。
This is the we can convert it, become like a children.
我们今天每一个人都可以回转像小孩。
And so I hope that we can all we become, we convert it. We can become like a children.
我们希望每一个人都能回转像小孩子一样。
When the James and John they want to sit next to Lord Jesus Christ.
有一次我们记得雅各约翰他们希望能够坐在主耶稣的左右手。
Before we finish, let's look at the passage Mark chapter 10.
我们请看马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10 verse 35.
马可福音第十章第35节。
Mark chapter 10 from verse from 35.
马可福音第十章第15节。
And James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, came up to him, saying to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. Verse 36.
第36节。
And he said to them, What do you want me?To do for you, verse 37. And they say to him, Grant that we may sit in your glory, one on your right and one on your left. We find out until here, these two sons, they really, like James and John, they want to be faithful to God, they also, so that they want to sit next to Jesus, so they want to receive this glory.
我们这里看西比泰的两个儿子雅各约翰他们希望能够跟神跟主耶稣一起得荣耀。
And then Jesus said to them, verse 38.
然后我们看第三十八节，主耶稣跟他们说
，You do not know what you are asking for. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? Verse 39.
三十九节。
And they say to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you shall drink, and you shall be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized. Verse 40.
第四十节。
But to sit on my right or on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those who whom it has been prepared. Verse 41.
四十一节。
And hearing this, the ten began to feel indignant with the James and the John. We find out here, and then both of them, that they want to sit right next to it. And then Jesus mentioned about it. It's not for he to give it to them, but those who prepare. And then the rest of them, they hear what they say, that they are so angry.
我们这里看到说，主耶稣说，这要坐在左右，他的左右不是他可以赐的。那其他的十个门徒听到以后，他们就恼怒约翰跟雅各。
At that time, Jesus continued to talk about how you become converted like a children.
那主耶稣就继续跟他们讲说，他们如何要如何回转成为小孩。
Verse from 42.
从四十二节。
And calling them to himself, Jesus said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as a ruler of the Gentile Lord, it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them." Verse 43. But it is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. 44. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So here Jesus brings out this very important teaching to convey to his disciples.
这里主耶稣跟他的门徒们讲了一个非常宝贵的道理。
I think when Jesus, choose these 12 of them,
当主耶稣拣选这十二个门徒
，until this time, all 12 of them they faithfully follow Jesus.
一直到这时候，这十二门徒都很有信心的跟随耶稣。
The reason is they want to be greatest.
那他们原因呢，就是他们希望能有一天伟大。
I don't think only James and John they want to be, you know, the sit on the next to Jesus Christ.
我想雅各约翰不只是雅各约翰想要坐在主耶稣的左右而已。
I'm sure Peter also wants to sit next to him.
我想彼得他也有这个意思吧。
Maybe Matthew wants to sit next to him.
可能马太也想要坐在主耶稣
身边。So all 12 of them they want to sit next to Jesus Christ. So they want to receive the glory what the Jesus received the glory, same glory.
十二个门徒大家都想要得到跟主耶稣同样的得荣耀。
So until this moment, these disciples' attitude, their motivation is a very wrong way already at this time.
那在这时候呢，这十二个门徒其实他们动机跟他们的意思的态度都不是很好。
So Jesus refining, redefine of the to be a greatest among you.
那这里主耶稣就矫正他们。
You converted.To be like children.
他说，如果你们要成伟大的话，就要先回转向小孩。
You become a servant of them.
你们要先做众人的仆人。
Then you can be the greatest one.
你们才可能做为首。
In this world, don't have to be greatest that from the people to be praised by the people. We don't have to.
我们在世上不用一直追求想要做大。
It is important things God praises us.
最重要的是，不是从人来的赞美，是从神来的。
Appraisers is, you know, the evaluation is, and final evaluations come from God.
最重要的，最后的做审判的也是从神来。
But important thing is I myself.
最重要，我们要看看自己。
Can I become like a children?
我能回转吗？像小孩吗
？So that we can serve others.
我们这样子来服侍众人。
Can we willing to be the least one in the world?
我们愿意在世上作为一个最小的吗
？Willing to we can the name of God to be glorified.
我们愿不愿意让神只有主耶稣的名得荣耀
？This is the way we can become like a child.
这是我们回转向小孩子的方法。
Matthew chapter 18, Jesus called a little child.
马太福音十八章，耶稣叫一个小孩子到他面前。
Be like, become like this child.
他说，我们要回转像这个小孩子一样。
It is so precious. We are seeking this kind of truth. Jesus gives us very important truth in our Christian life.
这个主耶稣跟我们教导一个非常重要的在基督徒生活中的道理。
Let us serve each other.
我们要互相服侍。
As a least one.
就好像最小的
instead of receive the serve from others, we can serve others.
我们来这里不是要接受服事，而是要服事别人。
So God can His name to be glorified.
让神的名得到荣耀。
And that our name also to be glorified.
那有一天我们的名也会得荣耀。
Maybe we are the least in here.
虽然我们在这里是最小的。
But in the kingdom of God, we become a greatest one.
但是在神的国里面，我们可以成为最大的。
Let us sing Him.
一起来唱诗。
378
首。